to serve by the Spirit. So I will get on answer the Father's call. For this is the day of joy. I can hear the sound. I can hear the sound. It's a happy day.
It's a happy day.
To respond to the call.
Respond to the call.
It is word forever.
I will hear the call.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word forever, miracles forever, godliness forever, service forever. Amen. Praise God. Sits everybody. Hallelujah. Praise his name forever. Praise his holy name forever. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name forever, 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 forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise his holy name forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yep. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where is that lady that was singing beside me just a while ago? The lady that was there. Yes. Please come. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're still going to sing. Yeah? Let's let go. Praise God. What you ought to sing, you heard last night. Let's go. Don't sing after her. Just listen. And be blessed. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. 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 Yeah. So you will sit where you are. And when you're ready, just come. At whatever point you're ready, just walk to me. Okay? I'm ready now. Are you ready now? It's okay. Everybody here is a saint. Yeah? You want to take your time and then come back? Good. So, I'm not going to call you again. At any time that you are ready, just walk towards me. Amen? Good. Excellent. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, what happened to my voice? I was singing. That's all. It's biomechanical. That tells you I sang, huh? It wasn't an angel. Hallelujah. The reason why I wanted the instruments to be a lot lower is because the people in front will often have a message, and if the instrument is too high, then we don't hear what they're saying. That's just why. So when you do your meetings, you make sure that the ones that we use words to minister always have the biggest volume. Yeah? The accompanying instruments, not bad at all, but they must never drown out the voices that are speaking or ministering, because at any moment in time, words could come forth. Amen. At any moment in time, words could come forth. You know, so in our local, glory to God. You must understand that God's mighty plan is for the local church. Can you guys hear me? Okay. So God's mighty plan is for the local church. For the local church. For the local church. I'm torn between about five things right now. Amen. I'm torn between about five things right now. We will get what to do and where to go and how to go about it. We'll get what to do. We'll get what to do. We'll get what to do. Amen. Can you see what I'm doing?
I'm out here in front of you telling you about five different directions I could go, and I'm telling myself that we know what to do. Yeah? You won't say, well, I wonder what I should do. No, we don't speak that way. We have what we say. So we say what we want to see. Amen? So, this morning is going to be somewhat of a, a practice class. Practice is good for my soul. Amen. Yeah. Practice is good for my soul. So there will be some instruction and teaching, but then practice. Amen. Practice. Yep. Practice. The more you practice, the better you get. Amen. You know, sometimes when we want to start service at Grace Place, I have this very dangerous 11-year-olds. Yeah, 11-year-olds. One of them is my daughter, but very dangerous people. So we want to start a meeting sometimes, and we want to get the tone for the service. We just have them come forward, and then they minister by tongues, and we interpret it to find out how to start. Amen. How to start. It's not just enough to start. It's good to start like a proper 24-hour spirit being. Amen. The original. You start properly. Praise God. Properly. You know, and that's why when we start our services, we pray in tongues. Yeah? You pray in tongues, because as you are praying in tongues, we begin to get the sequence and the order for the service, for different things that different people are meant to do, for different things they are meant to contribute. Very important. For different things that they are meant to contribute. Hallelujah. Yeah. Look at 1 Corinthians 14. Oh, look at 1 Corinthians 1, actually. Look at 1. Yep, that's it. Look at 1 Corinthians 1. Are you there? Look at verse 7 of 6. Even as the testimony of Christ was what? 1 Corinthians 1, 6. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you what? Come behind in no guilt. One more time. So that you come behind in no guilt. So that you come behind in no guilt. So that you do what? Come behind in no guilt. So that you come behind in no guilt. One more time. Let's say it together. So that you come behind in no guilt. 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 Now, that word that was translated gift there is that interesting word charisma. Yeah? It talks about faculties or endowments, abilities. So when it says you come behind in no gift, what it means is that there is no lack in the supply that we have in the spirit. There is no lack. You come behind in none. You cannot find a man who has the spirit and that man then lacks. Yeah. When I say lack, it means that the things that the spirit gives are in that man. It comes behind in no gift. There's nothing of a spirit that needs to be done when the saints are gathered that the indwelling of the Spirit of God cannot do. So when it says you come behind in no gift there, it's talking about the indwelling of God. The indwelling of God. There is nothing that is needed in the local assembly when the saints are gathered that the indwelling of God does not meet. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nada. Yeah? There is nothing that indwelling does not meet. Think about the indwelling life of God there when it says spirit. Yeah? Look at 2 Corinthians and chapter 13. 2 Corinthians and chapter 13. 2 Corinthians 13, the last verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, which is, that word communion is fellowship or supply. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is The love of God. What is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Love of God. The love of God is not one thing and the grace of the Lord Jesus another thing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. I mean the fellowship, which means supply. It is the supply of the Holy Spirit. It is a supply of the Holy Spirit. And if you have a good Bible, the word be is italicized. So it should read, the supply of the Holy Spirit with you. So the Spirit's supply is with you. That is what the grace of the Lord Jesus delivered. The grace of the Lord Jesus gave to us, or is how we know the love of God. And the love of God is that He gave us His Spirit with us. He gave us His Spirit with us. Holy means particular, specific, for a given purpose. So Holy Spirit is Spirit given for a particular or specific purpose. And that Spirit is with us. It is that Spirit in 2 Corinthians 12 and 14 that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians 1 and 7, where he says that you come behind in no gift. In other words, as a result of the endowment of the Spirit of God in your life, there is nothing that the Spirit gives that you ever lack. There is nothing that the Spirit gives that you ever lack. Nothing at all. It does not exist. Yeah? There is nothing that the Spirit gives that you lack. Look at Acts and chapter 2. Acts 2. Acts 2, and I'm going to read verse 16. Peter talking. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days. It shall come to pass in the what? Last days. Keep your hand in that Acts 2. Look at Revelation and chapter 1. Revelation and chapter 1. It says in verse 8. Revelation 1:8. It says, I am the Alpha and the what? Omega, the beginning and the, I am the Alpha and the Omega, and the beginning and the end. Jump to verse 11. Verse 11 says, I am the Alpha and the first and the first and the. So what is the last days? The last days, he refers to the work of God in Christ. He is the first, or the promise made. He is the last, or the fulfillment of the promise that God made. He is the beginning and the ending. So he is that promise made in the beginning, and is the fulfillment of that promise. He is the first and the last. So when you hear Alpha and Omega, same thing. So when in Acts 2, Joel says, it shall come to pass in the last days. It means it shall come to pass as a result of Jesus fulfilling what was promised by the prophet long ago. Okay, so verse 17 of Acts 2 again. It says, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit. What will he do? Pour out of my Spirit. What is Peter explaining? Peter is explaining, look at what he's explaining. Verse chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to do what? Verse 4. And they were all filled with the? They were all filled with the? Yeah, remember the word holy means for a particular specific purpose. So they were all filled with that Spirit that was for a particular purpose. What was the purpose in that verse? They began to speak. The purpose was that they began to speak. So the Spirit was holy in that verse for speaking. Yeah, it was holy. Holy Spirit, or Spirit given for the particular purpose in that verse of speaking. So they were all speaking with other tongues. Now, hold your hand in that Acts 2 and go to Luke 24. Luke 24, it says here, Luke 24, it says in verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded or explained unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning. Now, in the book of Revelation, John will tell you he expounded the things concerning the beginning and the end, or the things concerning Alpha and Omega, or the things concerning the first and the last. Okay, so he expounded the things concerning himself, yeah, which was the truth of resurrection from the dead. He that was dead is now alive. He explained that. Anyway, verse 28. And as they drew near unto the village, he made though as though to go further. Now verse 29. As they constrained him, saying, abide with us and all that. I'm going to have a skip. Sorry, guys. Look at verse 31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. Look at verse 30. It came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took what? And blessed it, and break it, and gave it to them. Now, and then their eyes were opened. Why was their eyes opened? It was something he said. There was only one person that will ever say, this is my body, what is broken for you. So he effectively did here what he had done before he went to the cross. So when he blessed it, it meant he spoke the good things about ought not Christ to have suffered and to enter into his glory, which he showed them as they ate. So while they ate, in effect he's telling them, just like we are sharing food, I am shared for you now. Now, that was he blessed it. The blessing of it, what was blessed is the bread. That bread is not what they were eating. What was blessed is the bread sitting in front of them. Yeah? So Christ is that bread that was blessed. How was he blessed? As the first, he also became the last. As the Alpha, the Omega. Or he became the realization of all that God had promised by the prophets in the world. And then their eyes opened. In other words, understanding dawned on them when they heard him tell them that the scriptures were fulfilled. Yeah. So he says here, he told them the things concerning himself. Now, verse 31, and their eyes were opened and they knew him. And they did what? Their eyes were opened and they, what did they know him as? Ought not Christ to have and to enter into his? So how did they know him? As the one that has entered into his glory. Yeah, the word enter there is a word that means to go into that which you've not gone into before. Yeah, so in other words, to enter into his glory is for him to enter into a place where he had never been before, which is the heart that believes. So they said, did not our heart burn while he explained the word to us? So in his explanation of the scriptures to them, their eyes opened, or they believed what he said. And he effectively began to indwell them. So they received the indwelling as a result of believing what Jesus preached about the sufferings and the glories of Christ from the scriptures. Are you there? Now, so it says, verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures. So while he taught them the meaning of Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last, or I was he that was dead and I'm alive again. So in believing the message of the resurrection, which was what he blessed, yeah, in believing that message, they became believers. Okay, so those guys became saints in Luke 24. Now, go all the way down in Luke 24. Now, look at verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to do what? Suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance, that means changing your mind concerning how God will remit sins. So, repentance concerning the remission of sins, okay, repentance and, but really the better translation is repentance concerning or towards or regards to the remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. But look at verse 48, and you are witnesses of these things, and behold, what? Behold, I do what? Send the promise of my, yeah, upon you, but tarry in the city of, until you be endued with power from on high, or until you be endued with power as a result of these first and last Alpha Omega. On high simply means from the resurrection. Yeah, so until you be endued with power from on high. Now, what was Jesus talking to them about in verse 49? It couldn't be being born again. Because we already established that their eyes were opened, their hearts burned, or they believed. So Jesus had preached to them, and they had believed what Jesus said, yet he told them that there is an endowment with power. There is an endowment with power. That is the promise that they were to wait for. Now, so they were already born again, and by being born again, they already had the fellowship or the supply of the Spirit. Are you there? Now, look at Acts and chapter 1. Acts 1, it says in verse 5, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He wasn't talking to them about born again. They're already born again. He was talking to them about that power or that endowment. Yeah. Well, look at verse 7. Look at verse 6. "When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" I will say that the beginning of verse 7 should be at the end of verse 6. So my own verse 6 in the Sequel translation will say, "When the therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And therefore he answered them and said unto them, it is not for you." Yeah? So that's verse 6. Did you get that? Yeah? They asked him a question and he answered. And his answer was, it's not for you. That kingdom of Israel, palaver, that's not for you. That's not for you. That's not for you. Okay? Now, so verse 7 for me will then be, "To know the times and the seasons which the Father has put in his power, you shall receive power." Okay? So you have a right to know, and in knowing you receive power. So it is the Father's pleasure that you receive power. Now, scholars tell us that the Greek word for receive there is a word that means to snatch, to take, to lay hold of. So why were they not endued with power or as at Acts chapter 1? They had not received. What does it mean to receive? To take hold of. You know that famous word lambano. Now, it means they had not taken hold of. They had not seized. They had not taken. Okay? What were they doing? They were doing like many charismatic or Pentecostals today. They were waiting. They were waiting for a gentle breeze to blow. But Jesus was teaching them, you shall take. You shall take. In other words, once a man has the indwelling of a spirit, what to do with the spirit is up to that man. Yeah. God's job is to give the indwelling. Man's job is to produce the outpouring from the indwelling. How does a man have the indwelling of a spirit? The gospel is preached. What the man to whom the gospel is preached has the indwelling. For the spirit comes to dwell in your heart. Yeah. And then when that man understands the spirit that he has received, he can then take, he can lambano, he can lay hold of, he can snatch. He can snatch from that spirit. He can take from that spirit. Yeah. All that the man has is spirit. What he then does is he takes from the spirit. And that was why Jesus taught them for 40 days. It was a hard job for them to realize that it was for their taking. That it was up to them to take. So when, and they were believers. When believers come together, we are not waiting for God to do something. We take. And as we take, God has done something. Yeah? It is in our taking that you discover his doing. Are you there? It says, "And you shall receive power." Yeah, that is not passive. That's active. The word means to seize, take, lay hold of, snatch. What are you snatching? From the clouds or from within? From within. Because the indwelling of the Spirit is already there. The Spirit of God is in the heart that believes. That heart that has believed the gospel is now meant to do the logical thing of taking. Taking. How far do you take? It's how far you see. How far you know. How far you are comfortable. Praise God. Yeah. So it says in verse 8, "But you shall receive." That means you shall take. Did he say God shall give? Nope. He says you shall receive. He didn't say God shall give. He said you shall receive. Because what's to give has been given. That which needed to be given has been given. What now needs to be taken is the activity of the man that understands it's been given unto me. It's been given unto me, so the next move and the move after the next move is mine. Are you there? Now, so that's Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon. So how does the Holy Ghost come upon? The man that has the Holy Ghost within takes and brings it upon. So to bring upon means to take of what is you are indwelled with. Yeah, and it is a snatching by you. It's an activity by you that transfers it from the invisible to the visible, that transfers it from the hidden to the seen, that transfers it from the heavenly to the earthly. Yeah, it takes it into the realm where men's senses can receive of its benefit. Amen. Now, so it says, you shall, say, I shall receive power. Yeah, where's power? Inside you. What is your job? Receive, which means take, snatch, seize, grasp, grip, lay hold of. You are actually laying hold of. You know, why did they not speak in tongues until the day of Pentecost? It took them that long to grip. The day they gripped, now think about it carefully. But go to Acts 2 now. Acts 2. So Acts 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. In one accord where? One place. To be in one accord in one place means they were doing the same thing. If you read Acts 1, they were likely praying together. Yeah, they were given to meeting to pray together, or they were given to meeting to receive the word. So they were either receiving doctrine and praying, or receiving the word or praying. One of those. Yeah. And that is called being in one accord. Now, that's quite interesting. What does it mean in one accord? It means that when you go for the local church meeting, how do you know what to do? Just watch what the others are doing. That is called one accord. So if somebody is in front teaching, everybody is receiving instruction, and you, at that point, you don't scream. That will be, you are not in one accord. So being one accord is, at this point, we are all receiving instruction. Now, so in verse 1, they were all in one accord, where? In one place. Then go all the way down to verse 4. And they were all. How many of them? All of them. All that were in one accord. Which means all that agreed together. All that believed together. Which would be the same people Jesus had ministered the word to for 40 days in Acts 1. So the day of Pentecost did not come out of thin air. If there's any thin air at all, it's the thin air of 40 days consistent, unending teaching. That's the thin air. Yeah. Now, so it says in verse 2, suddenly, I don't know about you, Pentecostals, we just like sudden. What happened suddenly? As though it's magical. No. The people that had things sudden in Acts were people that had been taught for 40 days. That is sudden. Yeah. When you act upon what you have come to understand after 40 days of teaching, we can call it suddenly. In other words, suddenly is not as suddenly appears. Yeah. So it says in verse 4, and they were all what? Filled with the what? Holy Ghost. You remember? Holy means specific for a particular purpose. Ghost, there's no such word as spirit, really. So they were filled with the Holy Spirit, or they were filled with that particular spirit that Jesus had spoken to them about in Acts 1, and he has spoken to them about in Luke 24, or Mark 16, or Matthew 28. He has spoken to them about it in John 20. Now, it now says here, in verse 4, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and what? Began to. So what was that spirit holy unto? Speaking. In fact, you can say it better. That spirit was holy unto beginning to speak. So how did they lambano or snatch, take, receive, lay hold of, seize? How did they do it? By beginning to. Don't forget that bit back. That beginning to is important. The beginning is as important as to speak. How do you get good at speaking by the Spirit? By beginning to. Until you begin, you've not begun. Very simple. Yeah. It says, and they all began. Why did they all begin? That was with the one accord they had in verse 1. They had been taught by the same teacher. They had received the same instructions. They knew exactly what they needed to do. Jesus would have instructed them on what they needed to do, but they did not do it until this particular day, because that was the day that they took, seized, lay hold of. Are you there? Of course, if you do some mathematics, really, you will discover that since Jesus rose from the dead, yeah, and he then taught them for 40 days, and Pentecost is 50 after the crucifixion, it means that the gap between Jesus vanishing out of their sight and their beginning to speak was less than 1 week. So it wasn't long after Jesus' last teaching that it dawned on them. It just dawned on them. Just like, ah! That's what it meant. And the teacher too would have been like, hey now, why did it take you all these days? So it did 40 days. Human beings being human beings. You see, it takes a while for people to be persuaded. And people don't watch who is in front of them before they get persuaded. Jesus, the Lord of glory, was in front of them, and it took them 40 days, another 40 days, a few days after, and now they began. Now, what did they begin to do? What did they begin to do, guys? Speak. Speak. Say it out. Speak with other tongues. That means this is what they did. They discovered that, okay, I know how to speak Hausa. So, I'm not going to say Nago De. Yeah. I'm not going to say Aiki or whatever. I am going to say something other than Hausa phonetics. I'm going to say something other than Ibibio, Efik, Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo. I'm going to say something other than that. So, I know how to say good morning, but I'm going to say something that is phonetically different from good morning. So it might be like Bugulu, Jugaka, yeah, something like that. And so now they are speaking order. As they began to speak order, they are taking. You know, speaking in tongues is not that difficult. It's just a man listening to what we are saying now. The teacher says, you know what? You got the Spirit. Now from the Spirit, you can pour out as often as you want. You can pour out. You come behind in no gift because the charisma is in you. The endowment of God is in you. The supply of God is in you. You don't come behind. There is absolutely no lack for the man that is born of the Spirit. What there is a lack of beginning to. Yeah. Why do people not begin to? Because they have knowledge. I'm going to say that one more time. Why do people not begin to? Because they have knowledge. It is what you know that stops you from acting on God's word. Yeah, so there is a knowledge that hinders revelation knowledge from doing its job. And until that other knowledge is depleted or dematerialized, people are often unable to act upon the instruction of God's word. Yeah, if you could find a way to get a man who doesn't have any preconceived ideas about these things, and you tell him what he needs to do, he will do it. It is the existing knowledge that you have that mounts a stronghold against the truth of God's word. How do you overcome it? Find good believers. One. Number two, fellowship with them and agree with them. Just watch them. Watch them. You'll be like, these guys are solid in doctrine. They are solid in doctrine. I'll just watch the way they go about things. I'm just going to watch. Why? Man is a product of influence. You are influenced by whatever example is set before you. That's why God's way of growing believers is by the teaching of God's word. Because man is a product of influence. So in verse 4 it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. How many of them were filled? What does it mean to be filled in verse 4? To begin to speak. So to be filled is not that there's a drum. And once somebody's holding one heavenly jug, and from that heavenly jug, something is being poured. So open yourself wide. And then it's going to be, that's not being filled. Actually, for many people's benefit, it might be good to change that word filled, because it confuses people. They are in the passive state. They are waiting for something to come to them. Whereas what was to come has come in the resurrection. And it's in their hearts. And now what is left is for them to seize.
Yeah.
Grab, take, snatch.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. Snatch out by the words. Deliberate. So your will use your mouth to dip into the river of your spirit and draw things out. Very mechanical. Very, very mechanical. Your lip, under the influence of your will, what is it then? I will pray in the spirit. I will pray in my understanding also. So when it comes to flowing in the spirit, the number one thing you need to know is about the spirit. The number two thing is your will gets set. Your will gets set, which means your desire. Yeah, your will gets set. Number three thing is follow the examples around you that you trust. Not difficult. Not difficult. Not difficult. Think about it this way. Some people don't like this, but I will say it, but because it's true. Now, how do we raise people in the local church? Paul said, the things you have heard from me, 2 Timothy 2:2, among many witnesses, the same. The what? Same. The what? Same. Commit thou to faithful men, they'll be able to teach others also. So we don't get creative. We just do the same. Now, if that is the way you do the word, how do you suppose you prophesy? The same. You take your pastor's last prophecy, you recite it to yourself day and night, until you know how to say it. Then you come to church the next Sunday and you say exactly what was said. What have you done? You've intelligently flowed in the spirit. It's not hard. Was it the spirit of God when pastor said it?
Yes.
Will it be the same spirit if you say the same thing?
Yes.
Is that hard? It's not hard. Someone said, can you give a psalm? You can, because you have ears and you have a brain. You come for service and you see them saying, right, word forever. Yeah? Then you just come forward. Ebra duchto koroveta pate. Word forever. Yeah? Now, it's not hard. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's not hard. That's why God gives us elders. Elders are there to be followed. Elders are examples. You cannot be wrong using what God has given you the way he wants you to use it. Let me say differently. Your pastors ought to be to you people you use. When I say use, that means you listen to what they say, how they say it. So when a man wants to lay hands, if he first taps his belly 3 times, you two, you come forward, you tap your belly 3 times. Not hard, not hard, not hard. So when you come for meetings, don't close your eyes. Open your korokoro eyes. That's the Greek word korokoro. Yeah. You open your korokoro eyes. Yeah. You see some people that are in a meeting where there's flow and your eyes are closed. How will you learn? Watch it. People that close their eyes in a meeting of spiritual flows, they always say the things of the spirit, they be hard. Where is the hardness? The hardness that closes eyes. Yeah. Is the hardness of the closed eye. Yeah? And you can unharden yourself today. You just open your eyes. Open your eyes. You know, I called that lady out and I said she should minister by the Spirit. And then I went ahead and told her, do you know what we talked about yesterday? Just talk along those lines. Ah, that's not spontaneous enough. Pastor Seku, are you now the Holy Ghost? What do you... If by doing that I am copying the Holy Ghost, yeah? Who do you think you are copying when you don't do that? Like Luciferus, Satanas. There are many words to use. Okay? Yeah. So, you know, we can have our meetings and we can say, you know what, the first 15 minutes, we're going to give ourselves to utterance. The next 25 minutes, we're going to flow in power. The next 30 minutes, we're going to have revelation. And then we start again. After that 30 minutes, we'll start with utterance and we'll go to power and we'll go to revelation. And if we don't like it, we'll reverse it. We'll start with revelation and we'll do power, then we'll do utterance. And then we'll switch it. We'll do power, we'll do utterance, and we'll do revelation. And when we all get tired, we just go home. And you then say, God has moved. Very, not difficult. Well, what is the secret? You shall receive. Jesus said so. You shall receive. That means you shall take, snatch, grab. Yeah, you can. Just take it. You take. And I'm telling you how you take. I want to remove every esoteric sounding language around this thing that makes people make it think that it's hard. I'm telling you the simple part of it. In fact, this simple part is the hard part. No. I don't want to say what somebody just said. Say it. If that was supernatural, then you saying what they said is supernatural. And we all just keep saying that thing until the next person comes to take it further. And once somebody has taken it further, don't go back to what was said before. Now start with further. Is that clear? Not difficult. Now, so what does that mean? I'll tell you why I said all that. Look at Acts 2:4 again. And they were all what? That means for the first time they allowed that spirit that they received when the gospel was preached, they allowed themselves to come under the influence of. They allowed their will to express those things they had seen Jesus do. When the Bible says in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. Or where do you think they knew what to do on the day of Pentecost? They had seen Jesus rejoice in the spirit. That's why they said, they looked at them and said, these men are full of new wine. They didn't just talk. There was something else they were doing that looked like, these guys are drunkards. Original drunkards. Now, but where did they get it from? It just came back. You know, many times the Bible will say, and they remembered when he said that this temple will be destroyed, that he was speaking about it. So they remembered many things. Yeah. Spirit is very good for recall. Yeah. As you are diligent in the word of God, you recall what you've been instructed in. Let me say one more time. Your job is to come for the local church meetings. The pastor's job or the leader's job is to give solid example. Your job is to come back for the next meeting, starting with their example. You do what they did, how they did it, exactly saying the same things. You know what happens? You just get better. You just get better. Well, Pastor, all I did was I just saw Pastor Josiah and Pastor Omoba just come forward. Me, I don't know what I'm meant to do. Are you smart at all? You just saw what you are meant to do. In that you saw them do. So in your seeing them do, that's it, you are done. Yeah, they did us, you come and do others with the doing by which you've been done. Very easy. Yeah, it says here, but the secret, the troublesome thing is somehow, people think the supernatural is mysterious. If you come for a, secret. If you come for a meeting and everybody is praying, what do? You don't say, I wonder what this meeting is about. We wonder why you are wondering. Yeah. So we don't say we wonder. Now, anyway, look, so Acts 2:4, it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit did what? And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, and all this kind of stuff. Then you go all the way down to verse 11 or 12. And they were all what? And they were all amazed. Verse 4. And they were all filled. Verse 12. And they were all. Verse 4. And they were all. And verse 12. And they were all. Verse 4. They were all. And they began to. Verse 12. They were all. And were in. So doubt is corresponding action to amazement. Doubt, yeah, is the corresponding action to amazement. But speaking is the corresponding action to being filled. In the same meeting, it was in the same setting. Some people were filled, speaking. Others were amazed, doubting. Amen. Now, which one are you? Amazed doubter or instructed speaker? Instructed speaker. If you find yourself in the room of the unlearned, doubting, just change the person beside you. I tell guys when we have our meetings that it matters who sits beside you in a service. Our friends who, before you drop a heart, they show you they are in the spirit. You are there too, but you're not showing it. They just show you. They know how to respond to the Spirit of God. Some people know how to do it better. But nobody has a better spirit than the other. All saints have the same indwelling, but not all saints lambano the same way. Yeah, what would be a sin would be to be among believers and you don't know that you can use somebody's lambano to lambano. You can use somebody's grip to grip also by following the example. Amen. You see your pastor saying, ha, 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 and you're like, ah, well, not be me. Oh. No, if it's just, ah, ha, 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 yeah, he does four, you do five. Ah, ha, 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 good. Yeah. If he dances for like 1 minute, you do three. You are following good example? If you need to stop, he will stop you. You know, some people don't understand. We're having a meeting, and I can tell the person beside me, don't worry, stop, it's time to go and go back to your seat. Eh? You stop God. No, I stop the saints. I stopped the saints. Who was stalking the saints? I just told her, that lambano now on lambano. And if you want, did you notice what I told her? I did it in your presence for all of you here. I told her that when she's ready, she should come. So therefore, during this service, she's at liberty while I'm teaching to come. I told her to. And you all heard it. Now, why? What is she waiting for? She's waiting to lambano. Yeah. So, the minute I told her there, are you ready? A person giving to lambano will say, yes. If you say, what will you say? I don't know. But what are you doing? I've lambano. Yeah. Yeah. I've taken it. And then what do? You begin to say other. See, whenever you come to the front and you want to flow in the spirit, remember, you began in the spirit. You live in the spirit. You are in the spirit. You are of the spirit. You are spiritual. You are born of God. Now walk in the spirit. Is that walk beat I'm talking about this morning? That walk. In very easy steps. But let's put it this way. Because this one's going to be good. So let's say in university or whatever school you attended, they give you an assignment in a subject and you don't quite understand the topic. Yeah? Do you just close your book, submit it to the lecturer 3 weeks' time when it's due? Or do you go find somebody in your class that understands the subject? Find somebody. So when we come for meetings like this, you know you can come to the front and you say, brethren, I know I should do something. But when that brother there, whenever he rejoices, I walk faster. Did you hear me? Yeah? You should be so good that you know those that steer you up very well in service. Say, if I am the one that needs to minister, but if he sings, I'll do it better. Because you are experimenting. Bible says, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the saints. Whose job is it to seek? Say, my job. Yeah, that means you should play with these things. You see, the other day when I sang with that sister, it flowed well. But when somebody else taught the word and I acted, it felt faster. When somebody else put laid hands, then I seemed to do what I wanted to do well. But you will not know that except you practice that. You will keep on doing whatever you've always done, if that's the way you always think. But God has given us a spirit to lambano, to take. How far do you take? As far as you want. How do you take well? By following the example of solid leaders around you. Until you find other people who start following your example. And you keep saying, I'm not there yet. And they're saying, brother, stop lying. You've been an inspiration to me. You've been a blessing to me. Yeah, you yourself, you are unaware of it. Amen. You're unaware of it. You follow. You know, those days in the early 90s, 91, 92, I used to take Brother Hagin's, we used to use cassette tape then. Yeah, so I would get Brother Hagin's cassette tapes. I remember there was this this meeting called Learning to Flow. So I would get his cassette tape and then I'll put it on my chest and then I will, so we used to have these long tape players in those days. So I'll put it on my chest. There's no secret to put it on your chest. You know that? I'm just saying, I used to put it on my chest. I'll just lie down on my bed and I'll listen to that for hours. For hours. So I listen to him give psalms and give tongue interpretation and minister by the Spirit until I then found myself in meetings and I was just simply doing what I sent the man do. Yeah. But I'm telling you now, that's the way it works. Amen. Praise God. You know, find somebody who is fluent. You know, up to today, I still copy. Look, me, I'm a tongues collector. I hear somebody do good tongues, say, hey, next service, I know what to do. I'm going to record you. So you just come, as you are praying, you just go around the first thing you do, press record, and it's praying in tongues. Yeah, good. Yeah, then you collect that one too, praying in tongues. Yeah, you collect that one too, yeah. You know, many of you, all you do, Facebook generation, you just snap, 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 snap. No, you should go to church too and just record. Yeah, just record, 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 record. Then you get home and you make an MP3 15 minutes long of tongues that can send you into places. Yeah. Yeah, then you listen to that all week. Then you come to church, dangerous. You come dangerous. Yeah? You will have done... have you ever been in a place before where you administer for like 30 minutes and they told you you ministered? Say, me? Yeah? That means when your mind kicked in again, they told you for the last 15 minutes you did so, so, so and so. You were like, Abba. The church is the ground and pillar of truth now. Don't lie in it. But you become taken over by a knowledge, by examples. No, that was how I learned to prophesy. That's how I learned to give tongues and interpretation and to operate in revelation or the power of God. I just listened and listened and listened. Imagine the beauty. You know, the time listening, yeah, is making use of just one faculty of your being. If you can listen and you can see, it's faster. That's what is called impartation. If you can listen and you can see, it's faster, it's quicker. There are just some things you get to know that, so that's how to do it. Be that kind of fellow that when you come for service, everything that is said, you ask questions. Pastor, you know when you told that sister to come forward whenever she's ready, what did you mean? Yeah, what did you mean? She asked the lamb, but no. Yeah. Amen. Now, let me tell you what I did to her. Yeah, I will tell you why it came faster. You know why it came faster? Good, you see? Yeah. All of you now are in the know. Did you notice the gap from the initial time to before I said what I said? And then she was like, That's it. So, now in your meetings, you know what to do. But notice, it was not to do any other thing, but just to get her to do exactly what she did now. I was not going to say, sister, come. Yeah? But sister came. Sister heard and sister came. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ready? Yeah? Good. Go for it. The floor is yours. Whatever you want. You see, you must do like an MOG. Just say, can I have three people on the keyboard, please? Yeah. Yeah. You do like an MOG. You do like you really want to give them something. You know something? Yeah, something. Yeah. Why are you doing that? You are getting the expectation to go high. Yeah. That's something. I want to give you something. Something. Yeah. Praise God.
Yeah. despise none. We see God walking through men. We receive from men like Jesus, why, yeah. We despise none. We receive from men as we say,
as we say. Follow good examples of
given to us. He's given us them as gifts. We are equipped by a day. There is no fear as we follow them. There is no failure as we follow them. As they follow Christ, them way we follow them. We are built up by them. They are God's gift to us. We honor them, yes we do. We follow them, yes we do. And as we walk the way they walk, as we listen to what they say, we do ministry with ease, with our simplicity. Oh, yes, we are built up, we are edified by this man. Yes, we are built up, yes, we are edified. Yes, we follow after them, yes, we follow after them. We do not slack, because they do not slack. We are as fervent as they are as fervent. We do the work of ministry the same way we've seen them do.
Is a distance from God. After the unbeliever thinks God is far away, the believers know God is here. Know Christ is here. He's not far away. He's here. I don't need to go to Jerusalem to see Jesus. I don't need to go to heaven to see Jesus. I see men. I see Christ.
Hallelujah. I don't need to go to Jerusalem. I don't need to go to Jerusalem. For God is here. God is here. I don't need to go. Sins are gathered, God is here.
God is here. God is
here. There is no distance in God. He will never leave me, nor forsake me. Come to me.
heart, as I see, I do. There is no restraint to me, for as I see, I do. I copy Christ, I copy his man. I'm a copycat of the Spirit. Of the Spirit, as I see, I do, as I see, I do. I'm an imitator of the Spirit,
I'm an imitator of the Spirit.
Nothing I see that I can do,
nothing I see that I can do.
For if it has been done, then I can do it.
And if it has been done, then I can do it.
I'm an imitator of the Spirit. Look to your brother. He's over my daughter.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry, tonight we're going to go further. Okay. Now, this morning we said is about, I'm just trying to show you in very simple terms how the local church works. How the local church works. Hallelujah. Amen. So, one of the pastors came forward and said something by the Spirit. You see, we should not be in a hurry to move on to the next thing when we've not milked the other one dry. Yeah? So, if you have somebody come forward and say something, sometimes there needs to be more utterance along the line, or sometimes a song could be sung to communicate the same thing. Yeah? And we have to learn that. So, one of the most important things you do in the meeting where saints are gathered is that you give attention to detail. You watch what's going on. You make sure you try and understand what's going on. And then you flow with the believers. You flow with the saints. You flow with the saints. Now think about that. All what we just did now was bottled up in that wonderful woman there. Yeah? And all that we did was provoke her to come out. And in provoking her, then we provoked others. And then yet others. And then all of us do something together. Yeah? It wasn't one angel from anywhere that came. Yeah? We are the temple of God. Yeah? It says Christ as a son over his house, whose house we are. Amen. You see, we are very smart drunkards. We carry the pub everywhere with us. Amen. Some time ago in Grace Place, somebody sang, there is a whole pub. So pub is like beer parlor. Yeah, so the equivalent of the song would be, there's a whole beer parlor in God. Amen. There's a whole beer parlor. The guy is a very conk drunkard. Yeah. Conk. Very conk drunkard. Very conk drunkard. You know, in the words that Pastor gave and the other pastor gave, you see that there's something about imitating the Spirit by imitating man. The reason why scandals occur, is to destroy the believer's honor of the ministers that minister to them. Yeah? Because some of what we are saying require you to honor the ministry given to you. That means the pastors and elders that are set over you. To just say, well, these are followers of the word, and I'm just going to flow along and imitate them. You know, but if I remember this scandal, that scandal, what happened there, and what happened another place, then you are hindered from flowing. You are hindered from following along. You know, so you never get comfortable with castigating men of God. Why? Because it is the same hearts that you used to castigate, they are going to need to receive from them. Hallelujah. So you guard your hearts. The Bible talks about protecting your hearts, for out of it flows forth all the issues that govern life. You know, so you protect your life, your heart. Now, let me show you something that Acts 2. That, like I was saying, you know, sometimes, not even sometimes, I keep saying sometimes, it's really whenever we gather together. When we come together, yeah, we can have people that are, come. I just saw something. Now, well, come. You've got something, right? No, there's no lamb. No. So the answer is yes. You are not required to know what it is. Yeah. You have something. Good. Come then. She needs a mic. She has something. Oh Lord, see that she's starting. Oh Lord. Yeah. Come. I will help you out. You have something. You do? No, tell them. Say okay. Ah no, I say it out.
Okay.
Good. You have it, right?
I do. I have it.
Yeah?
Yes.
You have it gone, right?
Yeah.
Say I got it.
I got it.
Yeah, you got it, yeah. Now, so she has it. If I ask her head now, do you have it? The head might be like, Olua. Yeah? But I am referring to that you come behind in no gift. You know, when we're saying the Greek word there is charisma and all that, it wasn't just for Greek sake. Is that you have a faculty in you. Interestingly, you'll be used a lot in that area, in the churches, funny enough. Yeah? It will start like a joke, but it will be a serious joke. Yeah? Expensive things will be done in God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have it. In fact, what you're going to do for us, now, I'm acting on something I saw. Yeah. So while I was just talking, I just saw something. Now, I'm going to act on what I saw, and then you're going to act on it too. Praise God. Yeah. Now, so do, okay. Now, so you can do some of those things. If you expect to hear God, you hear Him. Yeah. Right. When you see me, I'm talking and I pause and I say, yeah, okay. I'm actually having a chat. It doesn't really matter to me whether you like what I'm doing or not. Yeah. I lost my mind a long time ago. I was telling you now. So you, if you come in and say he's mad, I agree. I found the mind of Christ. Now, so she's going to do something. So I'm ministering now. This is not a typical teaching service, right? Good. This is not the way you do a typical teaching meeting. Yeah. Now, so we are given, but we said it's practice. So it's a lot of instruction. Now, so she's going to do something. I just saw something, and then she's going to do it. And when she does it, all of us, we just do what she does. What are we going to do? Good stuff. Now, so that, you know, I was just saying something about, he said something about when, imitating the Spirit by imitating men. And then Pastor said something about, what was it again? Don't despise. Okay, good stuff. Yeah. Okay, so I saw that we were meant to demonstrate that through this woman. Do you come here? Huh? Okay, good. So we know you. We know you. You know us, we know you. Praise God, we know you. Now, so what you're going to do then is you're going to, I'll whisper it to your ear. Wait. Is it any less supernatural if I tell her? Yeah. We are church. Does it matter who says it? No. It is said. You know, there are some things that need to be said, and some people are best suited for saying it. So it things with these things too. There's something she's meant to do, and I will tell her, then she will do it, and you'll enjoy it. No, wait, no, you don't do okay. So you to say exactly what I said. I will enjoy it. My microphone is not louder than yours. Yes, she will enjoy it. Praise God. Amen, amen. Are we ready? Don't forget. You're not following my instructions. Once I stop and I whisper to her, she will do something. Then just follow through. Amen. Are we good to go? Are we good to go? Now, let me help you out. What I saw implied that as we act on what she's about to do, we will just find it easier in our local assemblies to flow with, respond to, and just be sharper about the things of the Spirit. Amen, amen. Yeah. Now, what if you don't know the why? Still act. Amen. Yeah. I like to know why. I'm a pastor. I need to know why. I'm a saint too. I need to know why. Actually, I'm a curious person. I just like to know why. Praise God. Okay. Now, she's going to do something. And then, as we do with her, what is going to be the consequence? In our local assemblies, we'll be sharper, smarter about the flow of the Spirit. We'll do it better. Is that easy?
Yes, sir.
One more time. We're going to act with her. She doesn't even, I've not told her yet what, in fact, that's funny. Let me ask her whether she knows. Hot. The girl hot. Amen. Look, in Grace Place, I like my girls coming in stilettos. And then they are just dangerous. Red lipstick and all, they're just dangerous. If you like, look at their lipstick too much. That's your problem. Yeah. They will cook you and you'll be cooked. This girl is hot. I like it. Hot, hot, hot. I like that. Now, what she was talking herself out of a knowing. I saw and she knew. Same spirit. I saw, stopped my, what I was saying, and then she knew. And that makes local assembly beautiful. Okay. So she knew, but then she was using her last words. What are your last words again? That one I didn't like.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. Wait, who did that ever bless? So whenever you catch yourself saying, but I, just cancel. Scratch. Good. Now, so we're going to, see, we're having the chat in your presence. So did we have this meeting before? Good. Now. Ow. Remember, I told them you are hot. What was that? What's the question? What's the question? Any? Yeah. I'll tell them when you're starting. Yeah? That's all. Is there anybody who do you think should help you? And you can say, I can. One of my daughters turned two. She starts saying, I can do it all by myself. You're allowed to do it all by yourself. Huh? Good. So, what she wanted to tell all of you is that she's going to start something. And when I start it, I should respond and follow my leadership. You will begin to find in your local assemblies that this will begin to happen. Can you say it that way? Say it that way. You're not looking at me. You tell them.
He will do something.
No, you'll be like, saints, can I have your attention?
Everybody, listen up.
Yeah, just say, hello, guys, can I have your attention?
Hello, guys, I want to have your attention.
Uh-huh. Yeah. As I begin to do, don't tell them what you're going to begin to do. So As I begin to. So, what's it? So, what did we say was going to happen?
Yes.
In your local assemblies?
Your local assemblies, you find that things of the Spirit manifestation will be a lot easier. And
look at me, say it to them, yeah.
Yes.
Say it.
It will be simpler and sharper and quicker as you begin to do the things that I do.
Okay, good. I like it. Now, so you see, you too as a minister that you want people to not despise. You must talk like somebody that should not be despised. If you tell us, I'm not sure, then why should we follow you? You will come out like, this is Peter on the day of Pentecost. And you just start waiting. Yay! I'm about to minister. Yeah, men and brethren, get ready. As I begin to, you will notice that in your ministries, in the local assemblies, this will begin to happen. Praise God. Easier. Amen. So you need them to do what with you? You need them to, don't tell them, they should just follow what you do. Don't tell them what they should do. They should just follow you, right?
Yeah, you follow me.
Yeah. Say it. Is that part I want you to say well?
I want you to follow me and do just as I will do.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Are we good to go? Everybody? Can you say it with me? I'm saying it. Why did I learn to talk this way? You started one day. Nobody's born with it. Anyway, guys, are you good to go?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Hey, then you now tell them, glory! Now tell them to sit down.
Calm down, sit down.
Calm down, yeah, good. So now we're going to follow our example. See, the things of a spirit don't have to be spectacular. All they need to be is that we're responding to God. That's all what it is. Praise God. Amen. So you see what you see, you do. Very easy. How hard is that? Amen. Stop it. Hold on. Let me help her. You watch me do it.
Yeah.
You're going to watch me do it then. You will. Now, what I'm doing now is I'm an elder. Yeah, I'm an elder. I'm an original drunk man in this marriage. Anyway. So, but I'm doing it for her because she's the one that's meant to do it. Are you good to go?
Yes.
Okay, so for now, I'm acting by proxy, yeah, but she will then do it. So you see exactly how what I'm saying is done. Are we good to go? Amen. Amen. Now you can add this to it. Yeah. Amen. So I saw her leading us in laughter. Amen. I also saw her leading us in laughter. And then don't forget, the things of the spirit just get a whole lot easier. A whole lot easier. In our local assemblies. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. But I was given an example, so I need to vacate the floor for her. You're good to go? Yeah, that's just it. What if you're shy? Back them and still do it. But you're not shy, right? Praise God. You are the minister now. Anything you want, tell them.
Be on your feet, please.
Ha 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 ha
Assist everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your seats, everybody. Have your seats, everybody. Have your seats, everybody. Have your seats, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
So, Acts 2:4. And they were. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Acts 2:4. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Glory. Yep. Acts 2:4. And they were all oh. Praise God. Glory. 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 Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Says, yeah. Acts 2:4. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the with the Holy Ghost. Glory. And they began. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Amen. They began. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. And they began. They began. They began. They began. glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. Hey. They began. They began. They began. They began. Ha ha. Glory to God. Amen. Let's say together, the things of a spirit are real to me. The things of a spirit. My reality. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. I begin to yield to the spirit. I step on higher. I move on further. I give myself to utterance, to the working of miracles, to see and to know, by the Spirit of God, our local assemblies are temples of power. Ha ha ha. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they were all filled. Glory. 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 You see, it shall come to pass that many assemblies now that are given heed to the word, given heed to the gospel, to the work of his son. Many that are beginning to pay closer attention to the details, the particulars of that wonderful work wrought by the Father in the person of his son. To those that are giving themselves night and day to that supernatural labor in the word, it shall come to pass that there will be a dexterity, there will be an expertise about the things of a spirit that will come in those same assemblies and whole congregations and ministries shall be given over to the word and the spirit. And you see, it shall go from community to community, from village to village. It shall go to places that hitherto the word has not been heard, but they will hear the word and they will hear of the liberty of sons, and they will respond by the spirit with that same ease that the son supplies. And these are they that will welcome the fullness of God, that will welcome the fullness of his supernatural supply. They will welcome beyond the dictates of the flesh, and they will not do it like of the years gone by, but they will do it as by the example seen in the apostles in the holy written word. It shall be said of them that these ones that have turned the whole world upside down have come hither too also. And there shall be a mighty carnage, a carnage against the flesh, a carnage against the works of the mental man, but these ones shall go as explorers in the spirit. They shall go and they shall lead many into the practice of things spiritual and divine. And many, you see, in the northern parts of Nigeria, in the northeast, in the northwest, you see, they will be swept by this mighty moving force. And great shall be the flow of it, and greater shall be that mighty harvest wrought through it. Whole communities, without a separation by economic power, without a separation by marital status, but saints everyone shall march on in the consciousness of the doing of the Lord. And the intelligence about these things shall be given by one man to another, until in every assembly, name the name of the Lord, these things shall be commonplace. And they shall be commonplace. And many shall know. And they will know and raise up men that will know how to flow with the Spirit of God. And what a mighty harvest there shall be. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. And the work of the Lord shall be extended. And the glory of God shall cover the people. And the church, the local assembly shall march forward. And those that will hitherto have said, are these ones not mad? They will become the evangels. They will become the sounds. They will become the carriers of a melody so beautiful and sweet. And you see, they will know, for they will know the workings of God. They will know the doings of God. They will know the workings of His Spirit. And they will match in the reality and the revelation of the same. Hallelujah. 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 Amen, amen.
Amen.
Say with me, I will have that in my local assembly.
I will have that
in my local church.
I will have that.
For it's a brand new day.
It's a brand new day.
We are imitators
of solid men.
We are imitators.
Not afraid.
Not dismayed.
We're not going to quench.
Or we're not going to cave in.
Or turn up badly.
But boldly.
We walk tall.
Hallelujah.
Amen to God.
Amen to God.
Amen to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Let it be perfected in this man. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let his heart be made strong. His persuasion real. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Move on into things greater. Let your persuasions intensify. In the name, the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. 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 Can I be heard? Praise God. Praise God. Let his hands do mighty things. Let his hands do mighty things. Let his hands do mighty things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let works of power be wrought through her. Let the glory of God be seen and known. Let the revelation of Jesus fill our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know, we're going to have a good time tonight together. We're going to have a good time together. That's the way you have it. You say it. Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Amen. Let's say together, I will bring the good times. Tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. You'll bring the good times tonight. Amen. Amen. Will. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus is alive. He is alive. He talks, he speaks, he shows, he reveals, he unfolds. Let's say together, gospel forever. Service forever. Doggedness forever. Doctrine forever. Service forever. Doggedness forever. Doggedness forever. Doggedness forever. Miracles forever. Miracles forever. The gospel forever. Labor forever. Labor forever. Labor forever. Service forever. Miracles forever. Miracles forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Just listen to this. Sono nombro vagares, I catases, o homonga, iminimbro custo, opera catito sosusto prefeque, eredisto mananga, eledito profano, susto, oh ho ho, gima gambungles catis, frequito pu ho 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 ho, sico chamanga la fariques, ida fragadaros, osto feves. You see, there is coming a stronger emphasis on prayer in these parts. For there is a work, and there is a service, and there is a selling out that will be needed in the days ahead. Men sold out to things eternal and divine. There will be people, you see, men and women, that will grasp a revelation of how to pray supernaturally, precisely beyond the measure that is hitherto known in your midst. This will be strong in the word of God, and they will be strong in the supernatural life of prayer, and they will pray forth the Father's purpose and will, and the will of God shall be buffered. And strength shall come to many that will hitherto have been feeble. And you will see that there will be people now standing in resistance to the gospel. But they will come in contact with the truth of the word. And they will be taught what they've heard before that is sneered at. And then they will begin to rejoice and laugh. Not against, but with. And in that hour, they will do the but they will rejoice. And it will be a joy that never stops. Many ministries that hitherto are standing in opposition shall turn around. But there will be men and women that will be raised up who understand how to pray for those that have heard the word. And what a mighty, mighty, mighty unfolding of the supernatural there shall be. But they will be strong in the word. They will be strong in prayer. They will be strong in the miraculous. They will be strong, everyone. And mighty things shall be done. Mighty things shall be wrought. And the church will go on strong and triumphant.
and the will of God shall be done. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I wanted to read something to you before Acts 2:4 became so hard to read. Amen. Praise God. Acts 2:4. I'm going to read it for you and then we'll close. Acts 2:4. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. As the Spirit gave them utterance. What did the Spirit give them? Utterance. So, Spirit is never devoid of utterance. Never devoid. Men are just devoid of speaking. Yeah. We are the ones that can be devoid of speaking. The Spirit is never, ever, ever devoid of utterance. Okay? Now, don't forget this. I must have read up until verse 15. For these are not drunken as you what? Suppose, verse 15, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But these which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days. Seeth God, I will pour out of. I will do what? Pour out of. Now, he said, I will pour out of. But who is really doing something? Your sons and your daughters shall do what? Prophesy. So who is doing something? God or the men? The men. So the men, so the activity of saints is called the move of God. Yeah. So the men or the sons and daughters shall prophesy. And then see visions and dreams. And then those guys will be called the servants and the handmaidens. The servants, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. The servants and handmaidens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Mata hosto frofo kodisha pagalas. Sekito proforo sustombre gederis. O Christo, Coco Farasta, let her be another woman. Let a change be so manifest and distinct for all to see. As she will move on in the things of God, accelerate and grow, and mighty things are spoken of her to your glory. Let her be given a voice to communicate the truth of your word. Let the influence of your glory and presence and power through her spread around the world. Let the will of God be done, and let her find joy in doing it to your glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, amen. Embra docho, fregado, besapre, du, cohoba, sapatre, egreto, sustono, mambana, calito, prosto, fequitales, tonombreca, gorducho, frequitis, enestanam, bracoto. Oh, pracadia, pracadia, vogaducho. Bogadusha, Bambo, Bambo, Bambo. Decisions to be made. In the valley of decisions. Decisions, oh decisions. But she'll take the right one. But she'll take the right step. She'll move with God. Move with the Spirit. Move along with the finger of God. Move in the energy of God's Spirit. She will move as the handmaiden of God. She will minister by the operation of a Spirit of God. She will occupy a greater finance tomba brevegaditatis. Fritiko stovrogadache, pelinin stombaka, rondo figoboto ferregidistanatatos. So let her run in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let her run in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let her run in the name of the Lord Jesus. To run in the pan, the purpose of God, to walk in the fullness of a sin. Oh Jesus, ungala pregasta. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I do not need to go to Jerusalem. The power of God is in me. I do not need to go to Jerusalem. The power of God is in me.
I don't no need to doubt or fear. The power of God is in me. I do not need to be ashamed or doubt. The power of the Lord in me. I do not need to go to Jerusalem. The power of God is in me. I do not need to doubt or fear. The power of God is in me. 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 Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God. Joss, right, Joss. Amen. Joss. Are you from Joss? Joss, amen. As a woman, okay, okay. Joss, praise God. Hold his hands. Joss, mango. Joss, come. Are you Joss? Joss, Neko, Rugo, Vaga, Vigo, Zago. Joss. Joss, Neko, Obo, Gaga, Bugus. Fogo, Boga, Daga. Fogo, Dogo, Baga, Dega, Ligos. Suga, Dogo, Boga, Gida, Gama. Did you come together? You came with them. You came with them. You came with them. Hallelujah. Joss also. Joss. Can we all stretch forth our hands? And we'll just pray together. I perceive of a deluge of the light of God in Joss. I perceive a deluge of light in Joss. You see, in the city of Joss, many mighty women ministries will be raised up. Emman Jomboka Patiko Holo Boko Prevega Dete Paradiso Bogo Holo Bogo Di Balamana Emborosha Prevegadoro Prevegadoro Veladiste Ella Prevegadoro Voladeja Banamambra Goston Alombra Vegadara Voladojo. Oh, Castellamoji Castellamoji Bravo Dia 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 Bravo Dia. Oh, 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 thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ola Vesco Bravagadita. Ella Vista Bravagadara. Mama Nandro Gura Bravagadura Bolabusha. Amen. 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 Can I have your hand, please? And then just hold all the others. Just hold all the others. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare that in Joss, mighty things are spoken. Mighty impact is come. The world gaining ground, advancing forcefully. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen. The light of a gospel gaining ground, amen. Committed men and women been raised up, amen. Mighty local assemblies been set up, amen. That men and women, boys and girls and ministries are catching the fire, amen. That the truth of your word is proclaimed with clarity and glory, amen. That the revelation of Jesus is clear for all to see, amen. Let it be that something starts in Joss that will shake this nation. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah, 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 yeah. Amen, amen. Praise God. Go sit down, everybody. Praise God. Go sit down. So, Acts 2 and verse 17. Look at Peter. Verse 14. Peter doing what? Standing up with 11. So what were they doing before? They were sitting down. So all that powerful meeting they had, they doing what? Sitting down. So they had such a glorious meeting and they were all sad. Then Peter stood up. And then when he stood up, what happened? The 11 stood up.
He stood up, the 11 stood up. He stood up, the 11 stood up. You know, there is such a thing as understanding that some people are very good and quick with responding to the Spirit in our local assemblies. Yeah. Men that are quick to respond to the Spirit. Men that will be like a rapid response system. They know what ought to be done and they respond quickly. And then other leaders watch this once and they flow along too. You know, I pray and believe and receive that in our local churches, in our local assembly, there will be the stirring up of an abundance of men that are quick to respond to the things of the Spirit. Men that are trained properly. Men that are instructed in the gospel, in the word. Men that are strong in the word of God. Men that know the ways of the Spirit. That will be quick, very quick to respond to the things of the Spirit. So that the things that would normally have taken us 8 hours meetings to achieve, we can achieve it in a shorter time. In a shorter time, you see. And we can give ourselves to some other things too. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sorry, who invited you? Yes. Bro, who? Remy, do you go to Christ Signature or this church? Do you go to Edifying or Christ Signature? Okay. But you're a Christian. Okay. Praise God. That's interesting. The Lord would like to use you in this thing, you see. But it's a decision you need to make. An interesting one. And you will make it with ease. Who invited her? Brother, you invited her? Can you go stand beside her, please? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's good, don't worry, it's good. All good, all good, all good. Amen. Praise God. Hold hands. Praise God. You put your hand up. That's a difficult instruction. Hold a left hand. Then you put your left hand on his shoulder. Shoulder. Praise God. And you pray for her. Amen. Well, the rest of others continue with the service. Now, so he said here, it says in verse 14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said to them, you men of Judea. But my point is Peter standing up. Peter standing up. So I started to say that in our local assemblies, we're going to have a multiplication of men and women that are given to understanding the things of the Spirit. And they will respond very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. Hallelujah. Very, very quickly. So come tonight. Come tonight. Yeah. You know the way I was talking in the first 30 minutes last night, like I had hot potato in my mouth. I was just going like a freight train. Yeah. We're going to go like a freight train tonight too. Freight train. There's much to do, much ground to cover. And many of us are rapid response. Praise God. So when you get the mic and you are told you have something, you say, yes, I have something. You go for it. Yeah. Amen, amen. You just go very, very quickly. Yeah. You go very quickly. Then we sit down and we move on to the next thing. Amen. Much ground to cover. Much, much ground to cover. And we'll cover it well. Praise God. You guys have been phenomenal this afternoon. Phenomenal. Tell the person next to you. Say, you've been phenomenal. Yeah, thanks for your attention. Thanks for your attention. Thanks for your attention. When you come tonight, don't look like Lucozade. Just observe the rapid response. And as occasion serves you, do what you see. Now let me tell you something. When we come for our meetings, you know, a believer, this spirit that produces tongues also produces knowings and seeings. Amen, amen. And there are things that you do see that often many of us are afraid to act on. Why don't you come tonight and dare to act on what you see? Yeah, you do see. Say, I do see. I have the spirit of seeing and knowing. The spirit of seeing and knowing. Now I will add acting on my seeing. I'm a knowing. Yeah, so come tonight. You will act on what you see and know. Amen, amen. So for tonight, when I do some meetings, I have people I call interpreters. So for tonight, our interpreters will be pastor there and pastor there. Okay? So when we start the meeting, you will have things revealed to you. I assure you, guaranteed. You will have things revealed to you. When they're revealed to you tonight, just walk up to one of them and tell them, I think I sense so, 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 and so. And then we'll find a way to walk it in. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You know, you must learn to act in these things. You know, I tell people, you know, there was so many years ago that we were having meetings like this. And a girl, she was sat there. I told you my girls do stilettos, yeah? So she, high heels, yeah? She removed her high heels. She saw herself doing something in the service. She really saw herself getting very close to the wall and walking around the wall. So she removed her shoes and she was just walking around the wall, and I was teaching God's word. And if you know me, I can be long. And so she did that for a while, and then she had a release in her heart. Then she sat down. Then the service ended and they called her. Your husband was pulled out of a ghastly motor accident and the car is a write-off. That the people that came cannot believe a human being was inside our car. Okay? And that was good. I prepared that. She was just in the service. She just walked. I like that kind of work. I prefer that to the man is dead and we're not trying to raise him from the dead. I prefer that. As a pastor, I prefer that. Amen. I prefer that. You know, there are times when you have decisions that you need to make. There are some people that came for some of our meetings. They were on the verge of relocating to another country. And then I was led to teach something, and they were smart to listen. And after listening, they were like, Pastor, we shouldn't travel, right? And I said, smart you. Yeah, you shouldn't. And you're not. You know, many of us have decisions to make. Big, big decisions. Big, big decisions. Big, big decisions. Big, big. What's your name, sir? Nelson. And the man behind you. Huh? Huh? Langwe. Come. Come. Where do you fellowship? Dream Center. Sit down there, please. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's sit there. Hallelujah. You can just close your eyes and just raise your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let's continue our gist. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. So we are going to have a good time tonight. You will come, as I will come. You just come dangerous. Come as you are. Amen. Come as you are. The things you will see things and know things. Your own job is to act on them. Act on them. You know, there's some of us that there are things you ought to do in ministry, and every time you've tried to do it, fear held you back. You come for meetings like this, and all of a sudden, you didn't even pray. Well, it's gone. The fear is just gone. There are people you were afraid of before. Right, just like, oh, I will have done so-and-so, but because of so-and-so, I'm afraid of what so-and-so will say. And it doesn't come as not because you confessed anymore or prayed in tongues any much more. It has gone. In these kind of meetings, they happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The work of God will be done. The people of God edified. Word forever. Gospel forever. Service forever. Doggedness forever. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Oh, so gadabiga, gadocho, gadia, 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 homalu, suga, bagadia, homanuke. Go to home, sasa. Kita soso, velamu, velamute, pisco, pisco, frakashi, shana mama, sembondu kaka, liste. He will do it. It will be done. He will do it. It will be done. He will do it. It will be done. And calm shall come. And he will take it. Yep, yep, yep. He will take the decision. Angalabu, Ozivege Bahasta, Obregidasta, Enchapida, Osta, Prefecata, Isto. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
it. Just pray in other tongues. Pray in other tongues. Just pray two minutes.
Let it take you here. Let it settle. Pray 2 minutes. Let it take you here. Let him settle. Pray. Host of founder.
No.
The hour of trepidation is long gone. The hour of fear is long past. It's long past. It's long gone. This is the hour of the Spirit. It's the hour of much urgency. It's the hour of much obedience to the holy written word and much obedience to the things of the Spirit. The hour of weakness is long gone. The hour of delay is long gone. For we are no more in the darkness, for the darkness is long gone. Now, the true light has come now, and we walk in the urgency of the light. Yeah. For there is an urgency to the light. There is an urgency to the light. Yeah, bo, fig, ha, ha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there is an urgency to the Spirit. Go in the urgency of the Spirit and born with the urgency of the light. Oh, eh, eh, no, ha, eh, no, eh, peace. Oh, vina aga, fig, oh. For delay is in the darkness. For weakness is in the darkness. For death and fear and trepidation and intimidation is in the darkness. But you are not in the darkness. You are in the light. There is no fear of the light. There is no intimidation of the light. There is no delay of the light. It's all power. It's all strength. Yeah. So go in that which pertains to the light. Go in that which the light breaks. For the light has better strength. The light has better urgency. Yeah, 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 yeah. Urgency in going with the Master's will. Yeah. So we go in the Master's will. For we are. Oh, boki doki lo figa nagro oki fin hari a o si broki. Yeah, boki boki da. You see little light here, little light there, and trinklets, little drops in here and there. But yeah, yeah, look, look on, for the showers, for the mighty, mighty torrents are pouring in. Mighty, mighty torrents are pouring in. It's the mighty torrent of the truth. Mighty torrent of the truth and of the Spirit. Yeah. So jump in and get drenched. Jump in and get drenched. Drenched with the fullness of the Spirit. And as you are drenched, many, 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 we flow, we flow, we flow, and we're on, and we're on, and we're on. Yeah, yeah. For you have asked, how shall I go? I cannot run. Where you must walk, walk. Where you must walk, walk. Where you must run, run. Yeah, and where you must do, do. Do not stand still where you must do. Where you must do, do. Yeah, oh, be heck, viga, ago, vina, habu, do, viga, hag, vigo. For as you pay attention to the little things, little, little, little here, little there, little here, little there. It becomes a mighty river. It becomes a mighty river. But just do, just do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we rejoice in the house? Can we rejoice in the house? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You know, we'll continue in the evening. Amen. Amen. This is the introduction. Amen. This is the introduction. The ground is wet. Amen. Amen. In the evening, we'll jump all in. Amen. Amen. We'll jump all in. You know, there is a promptness to the things of the Spirit. Prompt, quick, sharp. Amen. No delays. In the evening, we will come. And Pastor will bless us. And you will bless another. And we will be edified. And Christ will be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, 5 o'clock is not when you come. 5 o'clock is when we start. So I expect that 4:30, people are seated. Already talking in tongues. Seated already talking in tongues. 4 o'clock, 4:30. Then, at any time, we can decide to even start before 5. Amen. Come on. To have more time today, isn't it? To have more time. So what do you think, guys? What do you think we start by 4? What do you think? What do you think? So we start by 4. We start by 4. Hallelujah. So, by 3:45, we already see the talking in other tongues. And by 4, prompt, we start. Hallelujah. Amen. We are blessed. Glory to God. We're dismissed.